Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our consideration today comes from the gospel lesson that you just heard from Luke 24. Every once in a while, someone will ask me where I get ideas for sermons from. And it's a good question. It's one that I like to talk about because on one hand, I don't really know. What I mean is the ideas come from everywhere and everything. There's a sermon illustration in just about every movie, book, song, play, podcast, sporting event, or life experience if you're looking for one. On the other hand, there's another way to answer the question, and it sounds like a total cliche, but it's true. Ideas for preaching come from Jesus. And I mean very specific ideas. The clear, laser-focused point of preaching is something Jesus taught. I've had people ask, sincerely, do you have books in which they tell you as the preacher what to say? The answer is yes. I do have a book like that. It's called The Gospel of Luke. And that sounds like a gotcha. Sounds like a flippant comment, but it's not. Because when I look at the end of Luke's gospel, what a preacher should say is all spelled out by the risen Lord. Here's how it happened. After his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples, and this is what he said. Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. This is God's word, and did you hear it? Repentance and, some translations say repentance for, other translations say repentance leading to the forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. That's what proclaimers are supposed to proclaim. At some point, the laser-focused point of Christian preaching must be about Christ's suffering and resurrection and what those events mean to the person who is listening to this message. It has to explain how you receive what Jesus made available. Now, to be sure, Christian preaching can be this message and other things that the Bible says. But it cannot be other things the Bible says and not this. How do we pastors know what to preach? Jesus tells us. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed. Think of it. Jesus knew the results of his work on the cross would meet the real need of every person of every generation. Now, we want many things, and we have many valid needs, but what we need most is to know our every last sin is completely forgiven. What we need to know most is that God loves us so deeply that he paid that price for us. Now, there's many reasons why that's true. We need to have this, but simply speaking, if we don't have it, we are all in the deepest possible trouble We're under God's wrath for sin. We suffer the consequences of that sin, such as feelings of guilt and fear and shame, and those emotions and those forces has shaped our character. They've shaped our society. They've shaped our culture in numerous ways. But the trouble is, there's no earthly solution to that problem. Education won't solve it. Money won't solve it. Legislation won't solve it. We try to treat it through temporary measures to find peace, which usually means an escape of some sort. Or we try to mask the problem by indulging in all sorts of pleasures to take our mind off it. Or we might try to do something about it by harnessing our ambition and our work ethic and thinking that if I just apply myself, there must be some achievement, some accolade, some recognition by which I can justify my own existence. But nothing satisfies. And what's worse, pride tells us I can do it alone. This is a self-improvement project. I have to be the one. But the message is repentance leading to the forgiveness of sins. Repentance is reaching the conclusion, I thought what I was doing was a good thing, but it's all failed me. I thought it was all about me doing the work, but now I know it's not. But think of it this way. Repentance is to stop running after everything else. It's to realize that God is actually running after me, and it's to just stop and finally let Him catch you. But it's quite possible for someone to say, what I want out of spirituality, what I want out of religion, even what I want out of Jesus is help for this life. If He gets me out of a jam, if He heals my sickness, if He keeps me prosperous or out of most trouble, that's the spiritual help I'm looking for. I'm not really concerned with those abstract concepts like final judgment, resurrection from the dead, heaven or hell, or eternal life. I want a God who's going to show results. But you see, that God is a safe God created by human imagination. The real God has not come to make nice people even better, but to save sinners from hell. If I do not see myself as one of those sinners who needs rescue, number one, I don't understand myself. Number two, God's word will challenge me at the deepest level. Do you remember the story of Jesus washing His disciples' feet? And if so, do you remember what happened when Jesus got to Peter? Peter declines. Peter says, "You can't wash my feet. I won't let you." And at this first refusal, Jesus says, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." And then Peter pivots and he says, "Well, then, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." This is a picture of repentance leading to the forgiveness of sins. Repentance is not so much an itemized long list of individual sins committed as much as it is accepting that I must let Jesus wash away my dirt. I must let Jesus cleanse me if my relationship with Him is going to work. What I cannot do is act like I'm clean without Him. Repentance is me, you, saying to Jesus, well then please do my feet, my hands, my head, and especially my heart. And when you are moved to that level of humble acceptance, you are ready for the greatest news. What is that news? Listen to the way that it was preached by Lutheran pastor C.F.W. Walther, who said, it was not enough for his son to be sent into the world to become man for us. It was not enough for the Father to offer his son into death for us. With burning love for us sinners, God did not wait for us to ask him for grace in Christ. Instead, he hurried to give us that grace through the resurrection of his Son, to absolve us of all our sins, and to declare publicly before heaven and earth that we are redeemed, reconciled, pure, and innocent in Christ. Repentance leading to the forgiveness of sins. It's the clear, laser-focused point of Christian preaching taught to us by Jesus himself. Every day you're alive, turn around. Let God catch you. Let Jesus cleanse you. And become a witness of the God who saves. Let's pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, move us to sincere repentance. Help us to give up on all of the self-improvement plans that we have tried to use to make ourselves look better before you, and to accept that if this is going to work, we need you to cleanse us. We need you to wash us, to wipe away every sin. You've paid for that completely through Jesus' death on the cross, and you stamp paid in full on each one of us by the power of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, whose resurrection we celebrate not only this time of year, but every day. Thank you for the beautiful blessing of being witness to William's baptism today. For there we see the very picture of that washing being claimed by you. You doing for us what we could not do and being welcomed into your kingdom. We bless your holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we pray in that same name. Amen.